life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Eliana, welcome back. How are you?
I'm so good. Fall break was so nice. Yes. I'm ready to get back into it.
Literally, we just got back. So what did you do over fall break?
Okay, I went home on Wednesday. I skipped out on my office hours with my boss's permission, but that was super nice.
Yeah.
So that was already like way easier of a day than I thought it was going to be. And then Wednesday night, I just kind of chilled with my family. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday and Saturday, I had rehearsal for my Christmas show.
Yay!
Which is basically just waltzing, learning how to waltz.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be really surprised how difficult it is.
It's so hard.
But it's so fun and so rewarding once you finally like, get all the steps right and everything. Mm-hmm. And I got measured for costuming, which is like one of my favorite parts of the show. And that was really, really funny. Actually, what's so funny is that the costumer was measuring me and she goes, "Oh, I think your legs are an inch shorter." And then she said, "Your waist is an inch smaller." And then she said, "Your whole body is an inch shorter." And I said, "I think you just don't know how to measure."
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. Every theater kid can relate to that.
It is iconic. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with your Christmas show, that's the show you're doing with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been? Have you had any rehearsals together? Like, tell me the sitch.
So on Saturday, we drove over together and he did some vocals in one of the rooms while I was doing waltz choreography in the other room. And then I just stayed until his practice was over because he had pioneer dance rehearsal, which is basically just kind of like the cute little country dances where you're meeting people.
Aww.
Like it's choreographed, of course, but it's so cute, and it's just kind of like mimicking the dancing that they would have done to meet people and you know, whatever.
Yeah. What era is this? Because it's sounding Pride and Prejudice, like when they go to like the balls and they have like the
like the country. So we have like pioneer era, and then the waltz is in like the 1920s, 1930s.
Ooh, okay.
And then we have swing dancing, which is the 1940s. So the red lips and the curly hair and the
cute
dresses.
Like a generational show.
Yeah. So it goes through like generations. Yeah.
I love that.
But this past Saturday when they were working on the pioneer stuff, I'm not in that at all, but they were missing so many people that they asked me to stay and kind of like learn the choreography so that we had all the people there kind of. So I was just filling in a place, but it's so fun. It's so cute. And I'm kind of sad that I'm not in it.
Literally. No, that sounds so fun. That's really, really cool. You had assignments over break. And I'm not going to lie, this was probably my favorite thing to read in your journal because you listed out everything you did on fall break. And then you said after assignments due over break, you put in, like, commas, which should be illegal. And
it should. It should be illegal.
I fully agree. I fully agree. What did you have to do over break? Like, what was your assignment?
Okay, so I had a reflection paper on a reading that I had to do, and it was supposed to be 750 words, which is a little bit more than a page, I think.
Yeah.
So that was a lot. I think it ended up being 2 pages.
Yeah.
And it's just about personal reflection, so it didn't require a lot of research outside of it, but it's kind of hard to think of like, okay, what exactly, how does this relate to my life? And when it doesn't necessarily relate to your life super strongly, you're kind of
at a
loss.
How do you still relate it? Yeah.
Exactly. How do you still relate it? What did you learn when you don't really relate to it a lot?
Yeah.
And then I also had a news article that was due for like one of my writing journalism classes.
Yeah.
And I'm actually doing that on the Christmas show that I'm in so that I could kind of do less work.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. I was like, over fall break, I'm going to have a lot of stuff to do with this Christmas show. You know what the smart thing is? Cover the Christmas show.
Yes.
My whole life does not revolve around this show, but
this
I'm a theater
is.
Kid. And it, exactly. Yeah. I just, it's just easier.
Yeah.
So I had to interview some people and some of my interviews fell through that I thought were going to happen.
Yeah.
And so then last minute, literally the day before it was due, I had to like interview new people that wasn't originally going to interview. And so I was like, it would be great if you could tell me by noon tomorrow when I like gave them.
Yeah.
I gave them the questions on Saturday and I said, it would be great if you could do them by tomorrow. Would that be okay? I know it's short notice. And it kind of looks like I'm doing everything last minute. But in reality, you know, stuff
happens.
And people can't meet up with you. And I had to just work with what I could. But I got some really good stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was kind of thinking, this is when everything comes crumbling down. Everything that I've been faking it till I make it is not making it and it's going to crumble. But honestly, I think this is one of the best writing assignments I've ever turned in. I always think it's catching up to me. It's catching up to me. I'm like a con man who's like, the police are right behind me. And yet, somehow I've gotten away with it yet again.
You're still selling those counterfeit bags off the street.
Yes, I am.
I love that with my whole heart. So then, moving on, because we're kind of on the project route. Mm-hmm. And how you're a project girly, you're a BDMJ.
I always am.
You always are.
I only talk about
something.
Two things. And
life
one
and
of
projects.
Them is projects.
Yes. So in your journal, third paragraph, then you said that you had an increase in workload, but yay, you finished your podcast project. How do you feel?
I feel so good. I was in my audio lab and I was setting up microphones and the microphones were not picking up sound no matter what I did. And so I texted my professor and my professor goes, FaceTime me. And that means it's bad. That means it's bad, y'all. If he cannot figure it out just from me describing it,
yes,
and he can't figure that out and he has to see it,
yeah,
then it's really, really bad.
Shout out to Prof. Leitenheimer.
Prof. Leitenheimer, literally. Mr. L is the best. But, but he's been doing it for so many years. So if he can't figure it out, you're kind of, you know,
it's
at the end of the
rope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. End of the rope. So then he couldn't figure it out over FaceTime. Oh, no. And so then the next day I had to come back and meet with him in person.
Stop.
And we were trying all these different things and trying to figure it out.
Bro.
And it was awful. And I finally got it figured out. I finally got it set up. And so I just recorded it as quick as I could because I was done with it. You know,
literally,
when you're at that point in a project, you've put so much into it and you've put so much stress into it and tears and sweat and everything, right?
All the things.
And yet, you know, it's just not really shaping up. And so by the time we finally got it, I just was so at my wit's end.
Yeah.
So I just like recorded. I had my voice girl kind of record a couple of things, like a couple of takes, mm-hmm, and I was done. I was like, this is it. I'm done. And so I just like chopped it up. I put it in, mm-hmm, and I listened to it and I went, this sounds really good.
Yes.
Okay. And so I turned it in and it hasn't gotten graded yet, but I think that it's good. And
literally,
I think that I did an okay job.
We love to see it, bro. That's so crazy. No, Prof. Leitenheimer, he is amazing. He's like the MacGyver of Cedarville at this point.
I swear. If you don't know him, you should know him.
Because
he can probably fix most of your problems.
Literally. Bro's insane. And then also, you have some presentations coming up. Yeah.
Ah!
Yay! So how we feel about presentations? Like, you're not shy. You're shy. Give me the tea.
I'm not shy, but I'm a wing it girl.
Yeah.
I don't prepare a lot because I find that I do worse.
Yeah.
And honestly, does that not sum up the entirety of my life? Listeners, if you've listened to me talk about anything before, anything I plan kind of falls through.
It's very much a wing it moment.
I have to pivot.
Yeah.
I have to wing it. And it all works out, as we've heard already in this episode.
We're plan B girlies. We're not, plan A never works.
Yeah, Eliotta is a plan B girly. And, you know, what can I say? So we'll work on the project.
Yes.
The project will be worked on. But when it comes to actually presenting, I just let my mouth talk and
whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yes.
And I have to be comfortable with that.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like things are only embarrassing if you're embarrassed by them.
Yes, girl.
And things are only awkward if you feel awkward about it. So as long as I don't give in to those feelings and emotions, I'm set.
We love to see it. We love to see it. And so what are you presenting on?
I'm presenting on kind of a fiction story that I'm pitching.
Ooh, okay.
I'm presenting my career field.
Ooh, okay, girl.
Kind of interviewing people yeah. that are in my career field and what I want to project mm-hmm. my job yeah. projection to be. So that's crazy because, as I've mentioned, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a freelance girly than a corporate job girly. That's kind of why I'm in this major. So
literally.
That's kind of interesting. I'll just have to come up with something
yeah.
though.
No, but you'll do great and it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
And I get the privilege of watching that presentation. So I'm excited. And you, girly, are very, very cool when it comes to CU Fridays because you get to work. And it's so fun. So how was your first CU Friday as a Resound employee?
My first CU Friday was so funny.
Yes.
I ended up working it with my boss, and then I had someone come and help set up. Mm-hmm. And we, like, were sitting there figuring everything out.
And this is at the career fair, right?
This is at the majors fair. The visitors,
yeah.
just to kind of see what Cedarville has to offer. And we're set up next to the broadcasting digital media
yes.
stand, and we set up our tent on the end there, and everyone is filing in, and the official start time is 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
And I think visiting parents believe that if it's before 2:00, they'll get arrested if they if they come talk to us before 2.
Yeah.
So everyone comes in and they sit on the bleachers and they're shifting. It's, you know,
it's
1:58, 1:59.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting ready. They're getting ready. I feel like a gun's about to go off and and the race is going to start. Am
oh
I right?
Gosh,
like,
yes.
That's how I'm feeling. And so everyone is coming down from like a stampede from the bleachers.
Bro.
And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that this was going to be so intense. It was giving action movie.
It's giving Lion King, but whenever Mufasa, you know. Spoiler alert. I'm so sorry to anybody who hasn't seen Lion King. Like, my bad. No, but that's what it's giving. It's giving, like,
yeah,
stampede.
No, a little bit. I was scared because I'm on the end where everyone is waiting. So
literally.
They're all running past me. And, you know, they did run past me first because
yeah.
because I'm not technically
a major. Yeah.
So everyone kind of did their rounds and then they came to see me.
Yeah.
And I went.
You're the grand finale girl.
Yeah, I
yes.
know. Everyone has to end their journey with Resound.
Amen.
And so we had some people who were super interested in it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of parents who were super interested in it.
Aww.
Just because I think that they probably had something to do with their radio station when
oh,
they were
yeah.
younger, and so they relate to it and they would love for their kids to
carry on the tradition.
Yeah,
yes.
exactly, just because they probably made connections and they
mm-hmm.
they thought it was super fun. But I love it when the parents come up and their kids are at other stands
mm-hmm.
and I'll give them stickers and I'll give them a little app card and I'll be like, you should give this to your daughter. You should give this to your son. And then I watch them walk over and they point at me and say something and hand them to the
yeah.
girl. And I just think it's really funny.
That's so
I will
fun.
Use anyone to give the Resound app cards and stickers away.
Literally. So what we're saying is, if you see a Resound booth and you see Eliana, you better come say hi.
You better come say hi.
You better come say hi. Because there's a sticker on it for you. Okay. And sometimes there's lollipops. Because
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I
we have candy.
Six.
We have stickers.
They're
we have
so
rocking
good.
Music.
Yeah, we do. That too. Uh-huh. And so my favorite thing that you wrote about your like whole CU Friday experience was that you specified that there were funny interactions and some sweet interactions. So what was that like? Because I know like it's funny to like just like talk to parents and stuff, but like give me some examples. Like what was that like?
I think that the funniest interactions are when the little siblings come up and they're, you know, probably between the ages of 6 and 12 and they're there for a sticker, they're there for a lollipop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, where's your sibling that's like touring? Because
yeah.
you guys aren't high school seniors, are you?
Yeah.
And they laugh and they think it's so funny that I'm, you know,
yeah.
pretending like they're in college and or about to be in college. And then they run and get their siblings and they drag them over and their siblings are like, what is this? What
yeah.
is happening. I think those are the funniest
yeah.
because, you know, they have probably never thought about a radio station.
Yeah.
And they don't really know what their siblings have just dragged them to.
Yeah.
Like if my little sibling had just dragged me over to a stand, am I going to be interested in that? I don't know. You
yeah.
know? But I just think it's really funny to see their like confused expressions and then they like see what we're about and they hear what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about and how it's not just certain majors and it's not just people who love talking. It's also people who love interacting with people and building connections.
Yeah.
And we have graphic design and we have editing and
mm-hmm.
producing and music. And then their face kind of transforms into like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, yeah. Maybe that's something I want to be a part of. Yeah. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. So what we're saying is this isn't a plug, but this is a plug.
This isn't a plug, but it's a plug.
It's a plug.
Join ReSound, y'all.
Join ReSound. It's
for
everybody.
We have such a rocking time here.
Yeah. We're like kind of cool guys. or at least we'd like to think so. So yeah, that's so awesome. I love to see that and I love to hear that because a lot of this might be like their first experience with a radio station, especially for the littles. That'll be super fun. And so you're running your first fundraiser for our lovely little station here.
Crispy Christmas!
Crispy Christmas! So how's that going? Tell me about it.
Well, Crispy Christmas is really barely started so far. I mean, it started for me a long time ago.
Yeah.
But for the campus, it's barely starting. We're going to get marketing out. We're selling all through November.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be kind of monitoring sales, monitoring the website, getting our graphics up on screens in the SSC, getting our table tents up on, you know, Chuck's tables and Chick-fil-A tables and everything. So I think it's just going to be all hands on deck for the remainder of the season. We're donating all of our proceeds to the Go Mission trips.
Yes.
So we just think that that's really important here and that matches our values, and we want to be a part of that and support them.
Yeah. No, that's so cool. And the last thing we're going to talk about today, and honestly, like, I know I say this a lot, but like my favorite thing that you wrote in your journal, because you always bring it back to like what's God been teaching you in these past 2 weeks. Literally, it's always my favorite. So God has been teaching you how to rest and say no to what you can't do. Talk to me about it. How has that been? Like, where's the struggle? Where's the joy in that? Like, just talk to me.
I think it really just called me out on Sunday because I heard a sermon from my home church pastor over fall break about how Jesus rested. There are so many reasons that Jesus rested.
Yeah.
And there are so many times where he has a mile line of people who need healing, who need help. And he would pull away and rest and take time in prayer and take time with the Father one-on-one. In quiet, he would wake up early to get that rest, even though that seems counterintuitive. But just there are so many reasons and how we can be like following the example of Jesus by resting.
Yeah.
And I think it's so hard for me because I have 16 credits this semester.
Yeah.
I'm working 8 hours a week, mostly more than 8 hours a week because my job requires a lot from me. I have, you know, podcast responsibilities.
Yeah.
I have church responsibilities. I have Christmas show stuff. And so I've said yes to all of these things. And now I've ended up with being slightly exhausted a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to be more intentional.
Yeah.
More intentional about taking that time and taking rest.
Yeah.
And even when I say yes to too many things and I am a little tired, God has been so gracious in kind of limiting those consequences.
Yeah.
Because as you can see, I'm a plan B girly and things kind of work out for me accidentally. And I think that things could be a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they would get a whole lot worse if I really stopped taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think sometimes I say yes to something because I know that someone needs help.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe God knows that I'm trying to be of service to people. I'm not trying to do too much for me because I can handle it.
You're not trying to feed yourself or trying to feed others.
I hope that that's my intention is to serve people and not necessarily to be like, I have so many things. I'm so busy. Anyway, I just don't have time for any of you guys because like I have my bigger things going on. I'm trying to help people. And so I think that maybe that's part of like, even though I do take on too much, I'm trying to help others. And so others also end up helping me. And that's how I kind of keep afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that God is just really gracious in like letting me get away with the amount that I get away with. I just have so much, you know, going on and I'm just... Yeah. I just don't rest as much as I should.
No, that's really cool. I like what you said about how you go out to serve other people and other people also come back to serve you. And I think that's a really great reminder that like we weren't meant to live this life alone. Like we were meant to be surrounded by other people and other believers.
Absolutely.
That way we can just all be amazing and love each other. And it's amazing.
And I think that also a lot of the stuff that we are commanded to do are for our benefit as well as the benefit of others. Not that we serve people to be served by them, but it's kind of that I'm putting myself out there and I'm trying to help and I'm giving my time or my effort or my resources.
Yeah.
And then when I need that, there are people out there who have that same mindedness.
Yeah.
And so it's just really sweet that when you see stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. God is good.
God is good.
Period. Well, that is all that we have time for today, but I'm so glad we got to chat, and I'm so, so glad to just hear your heart and just hear how God has been just keeping you afloat, and I'm just so excited to see what comes next and to hear more about your Christmas show and the fundraisers and all the things. But we will catch up in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And we will see what happens next in the plot, you know? Period. Goodbye, Eliana.
Goodbye, Allie.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Noelle Stodden.